Welcome, everyone, to Carmen Law University, translating the Pennsylvania workers' compensation law into plain English for injured workers. This is a quarterly series to help injured workers and public in general understand the complex law in Pennsylvania regarding workers' compensation. In addition, we share news about our firm, Carmen Law, including some of our victories and interesting cases, and some discussion about our marketing initiatives. My name is Thomas Smallwood, Vice President of Marketing for Cardamone Law. I will be your host. I'll be asking questions of Michael W. Cardamone, attorney and owner of our workers' compensation boutique firm, Cardamone Law. How are you, Michael?
Doing great, Tom. Good to be with you today.
In our last episode, we did a podcast from Studio 100 at our West Main Street office in Lansdale. Today, Michael and I are in remote locations. I'm situated at Upper Crust in Jenkintown, PA, which I bought a few months ago. Hope you don't mind me plugging it there, Michael.
No, not at all. Of course, Tom. I'm so happy for you and your new venture. But on a selfish level, I'm also happy you can still be part of the Cardamone Law family. How's business going so far at Upper Crust?
Well, I thank you for keeping me on the Cardamone Law family. Enjoy working with you and love these podcasts. Upper Crust is doing well, you know, given the fact that of COVID, everything's starting to come back. It looks like business is picking up slowly, but it's picking up. Not to where I want it to be, but I'm sure it'll get there.
Absolutely.
So, well, Michael, let's tell everyone what we've been up to. I hear we have a fun night ahead in late June in North Wales, don't we?
Oh, yes. I cannot wait. The annual Tex-Mex 5K race for open space. It's Wednesday night, June 23rd. And we'll be a sponsor again this year. Unlike past years, though, we're going to be one of the bigger sponsors. I guess we're moving on up in the world here. We're going to have a table set up with a Cardamone Law banner. We'll have some seats available, too, under the tent. And we're going to have some free swag for everybody. So that'll be really fun. And it's always a really hot night, late June. But the nice thing is it's later in the day. It's usually, you know, it's at nighttime. I think the race starts at 7, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And but it's nothing that the cold beers and margaritas can't, you know, can't alleviate. So that always keeps everybody cool, especially after the race. And it's always a really fun time. You might recall some of the years you've been there. They have music, food, drinks, awards. And it's just a great cause, too. And it's so fun to have everybody from North Wales and the surrounding communities all gather. And it really was a shame last year to have missed it. But I'm glad they pulled it together this year. And although there's some changes from previous years because of COVID, it's still going to be a pretty full house. I think there's going to be 1,000 runners. So it should be fun.
That's a lot. It seems to get a lot bigger every year with more and more runners. Speaking of runners, let's put the rumors to rest, Michael. You know where I'm going with this. Are you running in the race this year?
Oh, God. That's the million-dollar question, Tom. I'm not in running shape at all, but I do love this course, and I just love the nostalgia of prior years when I was in better shape, especially in my early 20s. I had been doing some marathons, and I had some really nice times in the race. But every year, just slower and slower, and it always seems hotter. So I'm not sure. It's probably going to be a game time decision. I'm going to look at the weather, and also depends on what I do in the next, you know, month here leading up to it in terms of physical activity. So we'll see. We'll just leave it at that.
You started to sound like a former professional athletic coach here in the Philadelphia area. Game time decision. something else we've done this year is a Reading Phillies initiative. Would you like to tell everyone about that?
Yeah, that's been really fun. And you were a big help in getting that all situated. So for anybody that doesn't know, we are a sponsor, or we have an advertisement, I should say, in the Reading Phillies home game programs, which this year, because of COVID, it's digital. But we have an ad in there, and it has a direct link to our website. And we had an outing there a few weeks ago, and it was great. There were about 10 of us, and we had a whole section reserved to ourselves called the porch. Mm-hmm. And we had buffet and drinks, and The guys came around and made us feel like we were celebrities, bringing us signed baseballs and stuff like that. So it was a great night. It was really nice weather. It wasn't too crowded. It was, I think, the second home game. But as you know, it's really nice there. It's intimate. The parking's easy. It's a really fun place to watch a game. So I'm hoping to get back there and see another game or two this season. And the initiative's just been really fun. It's cool to have see your, the firm name in the program.
Yeah, that is always a great time at the Reading Phillies game. Now, I don't know if you've heard, June 11th, the city of Philadelphia is allowing full capacity at all sports venues. So I would hope the state follows suit and allows us to get down to Reading again for full capacity, which will be even more fun.
I agree. That's great. I think they're making the right move with so many people haven't been vaccinated. Not enough, but at least a lot of people. And of course, being outdoors helps too. There's less transmissible opportunities when you're outside. So I think it's great that they're targeting that and things are opening up. It's going to make those games a lot more fun too. When you have more people there and there's more energy, it makes it more enjoyable.
Absolutely. Now, I have to plug my former alma mater here. So we're always a sponsor of Whitpain Recreational Baseball League team and my two-time state champion North Penn Knights High School baseball team, right?
Oh, absolutely. North Penn's doing great this year. I've been following them on their Facebook feed, and I'm not sure their record offhand, but they haven't lost too many games.
You know, the North Penn softball team is like 17-1 at this point this season.
Oh, they are. Are they always that dominant?
The girls have always been very good. Their coach is the old basketball coach, Coach Torsani. They used to be the
Oh,
old
okay.
basketball coach. But then he's got 400 wins in softball this year, or over his career. He got his
That's
400th win this year.
incredible.
Yeah, and especially when you think about it, they play maybe 20 games a year, 25 games a year, and he's got 400 career wins in softball. That,
Yeah, I
that's
mean,
insane.
think about that. That's unbelievable. I've been enjoying playing some tennis over at the courts at the high school with my girls as they're sort of getting into the sport a little bit, and I take them over another 50 feet over to the outfield and show them the Cardamom Hall banner, and I've taken some pictures with them. So it's just a great stadium. I don't know if I have the strength at 47 to be able to put one out, but I like to think I still can. Maybe down the left field line, maybe a squeaker right over the top of the fence. I don't know.
Well, way back in my day when I was playing there, we had no fence, so they would hit it out in the field. If it rolled to somebody down Pike, you were just running to get the ball. So
Oh my God.
there was no fence.
So there were baseballs popping out just like the deer do now, running across the road.
Exactly. Something else we're doing, Kids' Choice of Pennsylvania. I've heard of this, but I'm not too familiar with this. So can you tell everyone, and myself included, who they are and how we're involved with this great organization?
Yeah, Kids' Chance of Pennsylvania. It's an organization where basically they raise money for children who have either lost a parent in a work accident or had a parent severely injured, and they need financial assistance with vocational education or college. So recently we made a large donation and became a sponsor. And right now they have an online auction. I don't have the website at my fingertips, but if anybody needs that, you can email me at michael@cardamonelaw.com. I'll be happy to share that with you. But in any event, there's an online auction right now going on for another 10 days where people can buy stuff, and it helps out. So yeah, it's really and we have our logo on there on the auction website as one of the sponsors. So it's really, we find it really important to give back, and that's why we do a lot of these initiatives. Yeah, it's considered marketing too in a sense, but it's really, our desire to give back to the community. And for example, helping out with the Whitpain Recreational Little League and sponsoring team, and helping out North Penn. And most years we're able to give a really nice donation to the Manna on Main Street.
That's a great organization.
Yeah, it really is. And And now we're helping out with Kids Chance as well. So yeah, it's something we're really looking forward to getting more involved with.
I'm wondering why there's not more organizations like this. It's just a great organization helping kids basically to cope with the loss of a parent. You know, getting the kid whatever they need. There's not enough of these organizations around, and these kids are suffering.
I agree. We have a fall seminar for the workers' comp section in Pennsylvania, and so all the workers' comp practitioners from the whole state convene at Hershey for 2 days and one night for seminar for our continuing legal education credits. And there's been a speaker there talking about Kids' Chance for the last few years, and it really stuck with me. And I just sort of didn't focus on it until recently when I saw somebody make the opportunity available to me. I said, oh, this is just, you want to talk about what's called a no-brainer, you know? I mean,
that's one of them. Yeah, exactly. You
really have to check and do your homework with organizations, because there are, unfortunately, some scams out there. But this is a really, you know, well-vetted, well-run, responsible, you know, organization to get involved with. So we're happy about it.
Before we get into the next topic, I would like to say a few weeks ago was the Administrative Assistance Day or week. Let's talk about the backbone of Cardamom Law, Shirley Gray.
Shirley's been phenomenal. She has been just instrumental in helping our firm with our reputation and with client retention. She's absolutely, everybody who knows her knows how great she is on the phones. She's extremely patient. She's very responsive. She'll get whatever done that I need done, and she does it with a smile. She's just a great asset to the firm. And I couldn't be more proud of her, and hopefully she'll stay around for a long time.
Hey, you know what, Mike? In my dealings with her, she's been nothing more than pleasant. And the administrative assistants really don't get their just due, and I'm glad that they have a day for them, finally.
No, I agree. She actually has a few days off this week, and I'm so glad she can take a breather. And I really encourage our employees to take the time off. And it sounds cliche, but it's true. You just have to recharge the battery, and it makes everybody a better worker. So she'll sometimes work and not realize she hasn't taken much time off. So I try to encourage her to use up her time, and you know, so she can enjoy her life outside of the office too. And I know she enjoys her work, but everybody needs that balance. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Exactly. So I hear you're expanding. You have a new hire you want to tell us about?
Yes, Mr. Christian Smallwood. Otherwise known as your son. He's learning the ropes with us this summer. So he just started this week, as you know, and he's looking to attend law school in the next year or so. He's at Temple University currently. And, you know, it's only been a week, Tom, and I'm not saying this just because it's your son, but he is so responsive and so eager. And really, you're two of the key, in my opinion, two of the key elements that you need to be successful. He's all over the assignments. And, in fact, I gave him something last night.
At 9 o'clock, I got the phone call. Dad, Mike gave me an assignment at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but of course, I didn't expect it to be done right away. Yeah. And I guess he has, you know, that's something you learn when you're young, that, you know, when you get an assignment, of course, you have several days turnaround time to get it done.
Sure.
And then somebody says it's urgent, and, you know, but I didn't make that clear. I kind of assumed that he knew, you know, to just work on it the next couple of days. But I guess just to be safe, he ended up working on it last night. And before I fell asleep, I got an email with this whole big analysis, and it was fantastic. And I told him, hey, I didn't need that immediately. But that's one of those things that you sort of learn and you get a feel for. And I certainly have no objection to him getting the work done fast. It was well done. And, you know, I could tell he put an hour and a half into it. But yeah, he's been great so far, and I think it'll be really nice, because if he follows through and he gets into law school and he you know, graduates, of course, and passes the bar, you know, he might be able to slide in really easily to the firm. So We'll see how it goes. But so far, so good. He's just a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, he's a great kid. I'm not just saying it because he's my son. He's a great kid, and
yeah.
He and I have many discussions about. All right, Christian, Mike tells you something. This is what Mike wants. It's black and white. Don't send him 1,000 emails. Put everything in one email so he can read it all, and then he will respond to you accordingly. And I think he's starting to see that and realize that.
Absolutely, yeah. He's. I think he's getting the grasp of things quickly, and that's a sign of intelligence. So you combine the intelligence factor with passion or an eagerness to want to learn, and you have a really nice product.
So let's shift the gears here a little bit and tell our listeners about some of the recent success stories. You have had a ton in the past month or two.
Yeah, the last couple of months have been really lucrative for our clients, which is our goal. That's why we're in business, is to help them. And of course, yes, we make money too. That's the more money we make, the more people we can help and fund more cases. So it all works together. We were able to refer out a personal injury case several years ago. One of our clients we help with, a workers' comp, and the firm was able, that we referred it to, that we have a lot of trust in, they were able to obtain an enormous settlement. We're not allowed to speak about the details, but let's just say the client won't have to worry about working anymore, and we're so happy for the guy. And the terms are confidential, so we can't really say anything more, but
sure.
That was a really nice turn of events. And then on top of that, with our own cases, I think we've settled around $1.5 million or $1.5 million or so in workers' comp cases this year so far. Many of them have been six-figure cases. There's just so many firms out there that they claim that they're workers' comp firms, but but we really are. It's all we do. And I think injured workers are increasingly turning to us for these serious cases from workplace accidents.
A lot of people come to me and ask me, and I have no idea. I can't really speak on this, but when do you think the hearings will go back to in-person instead of Zoom or video hearings?
That's the million-dollar question. There's some chatter about it now. And the last rumor I heard was that there's a judges conference or a Bureau of Workers' Comp conference coming up in, I think, June. And apparently, that's going to be a big point of discussion. So I'm imagining, as things are sort of reopening up here, that it's going to be perhaps in the fall when we're back to in-person hearings. And maybe they stagger the hearings more. Some of the locations like Malvern, Philadelphia, before the pandemic, the judge would schedule hearings at 9 or 9:30, and there would be between 10 and 20 hearings all at the same time. So the courtrooms were packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, they would disperse as the cases were dealt with. But I think now my assumption is, even though we're kind of climbing out of the woods, they're going to be conservative and maybe give people more slotted times. I think the transition's going to happen late summer or early fall. That's my guess. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I've been hearing, Michael, given the technology that's out there now, I've heard through the grapevine that in-person court hearings will only really happen in the future for criminal and like domestics. I mean, is our type of work or your type of work, can that get done solely through video, with everything being signed digitally and sent over?
It can. However, there are credibility determinations the workers' comp judges have to make, whether it's the injured worker. The doctors aren't usually coming in to testify. We go to their office for their depositions. But there's sometimes a lay witness from the employer. So you can do that over Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Teams seems to be where we're heading with the judges recently, but it's not the same as having someone before you, being able to see their entire body and their entire body language. And I think the law is pretty old-fashioned in general. I have a feeling we're going back to normal in a few months. And if we don't, maybe they'll transition it whereby – if a particular attorney wants their client live, they can request it and get a slotted time. But otherwise, maybe they'll keep it going by video in the fall too. I'm not sure. I guess it also depends on the numbers and, you know, how much virus there is still around. So it's really a week by week thing. It's hard to tell right now.
Do clients seem more willing to come into your office now, or are they still kind of hesitant?
It's really a mixed bag with people. I mean, increasingly, people seem to be more willing to come and meet in person. I'm fully vaccinated. I've had both shots, the Pfizer shots. We keep the office clean, as you know. So it's probably 50-50 at this point, but trending back toward normal.
That's good. I'm just waiting for this COVID stuff to get over with so we can get back to our normal lives.
Me too. It's been long enough.
It has been long enough. And the stuff that we had planned for this coming year, in conjunction with the Tex-Mex 5K, there's a car show every year in Lansdale. There's Lansdale Day, which has been canceled this year. That's always a fun day. We could have gone out in the communities or right on our street.
That's right.
West 100 West Main. They usually have a Founders Day, which I don't believe is happening this year. Lansdale canceled a lot of their things. So we still have a lot of things that we were going to do, as you know, Michael, that we're still not able to do. And I just feel that for us to get out in the community, we're already out in the community, but we need to get out in the community more. Say, hey, we're here. We're in your town. A lot of people still don't know that we're in their town because of the pandemic canceled a lot of things.
I agree. And the streets have been quiet and, you know, but I'm trying. I met up with another attorney a couple of days ago at Round Guys and trying to support the local businesses and let them know who we are as well. So it'll happen little by little. It has been frustrating. I think some of the things were maybe canceled a bit prematurely. And maybe they'll reschedule some of them in the fall. I'm not sure, but you know, we just have to wait it out, and we've gotten this far, so I think we're turning the corner, you know?
Let's hope. Well, I think we're just about out of time, Mike, but it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into our show today. Please join us again for our next podcast here at Cardinal Law University, and we remind you that if you have any legal matters, no matter what they are, we can help refer you to the right law firm. You can contact us anytime at www.cardamomlaw.com or simply by calling 215-206-9068. Now remember, we have offices in Lansdale, Bluebell, Allentown, Philadelphia, and Lancaster. So we serve injured workers all over Eastern and Central Pennsylvania. Thank you and stay healthy. Michael, again, it's been a pleasure.
Same here, Tom. Talk to you soon.
You too. Everyone stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.